Well, Eamon, Crumlin, certainly no strangers to Letterkenny Rovers in recent years.
No, they haven't been. Unfortunately, we can't say we've had much success against them, but I mean, that was a final and the Aviva. A lot of water has gone under the bridge since, but you know, we're up against them tomorrow and we're away in Dublin and their home ground, so it's going to be a massive match. It's going to be a massive challenge for us, and you know, I do believe we're up for it.
Yep. Now, possibly fair to suggest that Crumlin are somewhat of a Barcelona in terms of the FAI Intermediate Cup.
Yeah, you could say that. They've had great success. They've had great teams. They're a big team in Dublin, and they have some very, very good players, possibly maybe players who should be in the League of Ireland. But in saying that, you know, it's on the day. It's one game. It's really, you know, they have 90 minutes to get a result. I feel we have 180 minutes to get a result out of it. So, you know, we're going up there to play them and try and stay in the game as long as we can, frustrate them and hopefully maybe get them back to Letterkenny. So, you know, there's a lot to be played for in this match.
Yeah, well, you've gone all around the country in the past, managed to get draws, come back and done the business at home, and I suppose they will feel that they really need to do it on their home patch.
Yeah, well, you know, we don't think nothing of travelling up to Dublin because we're doing it on weekly basis. You know, no matter where we're going, you have to go to Dublin. So, but I mean, they don't come to Donegal very rarely, so they think it's an awful journey, and they like to get things done at home, and we've seen that with other Dublin teams, and you know, that's hopefully where we might gain a little bit of advantage when, you know, they have to come out and maybe go for the game, that we might be able to get maybe in behind them and get something for ourselves.
It's a fiercely competitive competition, and certainly the luck of the draw can help. But as you say, I mean, you've no fears on your travel. Looking at your team this season compared with last season, you've quite a few personnel changes, but you still have plenty of strength and depth.
Yeah, I'm very happy with the squad I have this year. As a matter of fact, they're quite young, apart from maybe one or two being over the 30 mark. But apart from that, they're young, but they're good players. Some of them have League of Ireland experience, and that'll stand to them on the day. The panel is strong. Everybody's fighting for their place, you know, and that's the way you want it. And look, what they're really looking forward to this game in the Intermediate Cup, because you know, unfortunately here in Donegal we only have the 7 teams in the Ulster Senior League, and you know, you're playing each other 3 times. And, you know, we're fed up looking at them and they're fed up looking at us. So it's a great, you know, to get away from all that and be able to go up and play a team that, you know, is completely strange to you, and it's such a big competition. So there's a lot there to look forward to. And I think that in itself, you know, keeps players focused.
And maybe, Eamon, this is coming at a good time because you've dropped points of late in the Ulster Senior League, and this is a sort of a welcome distraction, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. It's a welcome distraction for us. You know, we're really looking forward to it, the trip to Dublin, and, you know, okay, you don't like playing away from home, but at the same time, you know, there's pluses for it as well, because the team gels better when they're on the bus and they prepare themselves and they look forward to the big game. And they're, as I said, you know, they're more focused, and you leave all that behind from the last two games we played, because that doesn't matter on Sunday. It's, you know, it's how you go up there and how you present yourself and play. That's going to be, you know, the main focus for Sunday. And what happened in the past is gone. It's in the past, and you know, you don't become a bad team overnight, and you don't become a bad player overnight. It's just that you have to, you know, refocus and get back into winning ways.
Maybe the Intermediate Cup doesn't get the press it deserves insofar as it is a decent standard, particularly when we get to the latter stages. The cream rises to the top, and over the years, from your Fannad Uniteds to your Avondales and Middleton and Rockmount and Letterkenny Rovers, you know, there's not a huge difference between the intermediate sides and maybe the first division sides.
Yeah, well, that's very true, Chris. I mean, you know, it's a tough competition. It's the second biggest cup in Ireland, and you will be coming up against good teams. You know, I can go into the dressing room on Sunday, and I can say to that group of players looking up at me, you know, you might never ever win an Intermediate Cup medal, and that's, you know, that's a strange thing to say, but I mean, that's being realistic in relation to the Intermediate Cup. not everybody gets the chance to play in a final and won it. And you know, you have to really work hard, and you have to really, really want to achieve that. And you know, and that competition, that's the motivation you've got to have. And you know, you look at you know, the likes of Ulster, even take Connacht, how many intermediate winning medals is in those two provinces, and you'll find they're very few. So that'll give you an idea of, you know, the how good this competition is and how good this cup is. And as I said, you know, it's the second biggest cup in Ireland.
Two final questions. Firstly, with regard to your personnel for tomorrow, are you near full strength?
Yeah, I'm happy to say that we're going full strength to Dublin tomorrow. I suppose maybe the first time I could say that we have been going away with a full strength squad. So that's a big plus for the game as well. And, you know, there's fellas looking forward to getting in. There's fellas that are in that don't want to be left out. And, you know, so hopefully that'll add a bit of spice to the competition for places as well.
So, obviously, the FAI Intermediate Cup will be your priority tomorrow, but I dare say on the way home you'll be keeping an eye out for the Ulster Senior League results, and I suppose in particular Coghill Celtic and Bonagie tomorrow. A little bit more competition this year, Eamon. It's been a good, as you say, only seven teams, but there's been some tight old games.
Yeah, well, you know, I think maybe people don't look at the league the way they should look at it. It's still only seven teams, but I would prefer to be in a league where there's 12 teams, because it wouldn't be as hard, because, you know, at least you would have times when you could say, well, I can take my eye off the ball here, or, you know, if I lose one, it doesn't matter too much. But in a small team of seven teams and all wanting to improve and all wanting to do well, it's a very, very tight league. It's a very hard league to one, and you know, I would say if you're used to going watching the games there in the Ulster Senior League, you'll find the standard is quite high.